I'm joined now by former acting CDC director, Dr. Richard Besser, now president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Besser, always good to see you. President Trump has fired a lot of people since he took office again. Many others in the CDC have quit now. What real difference will this make?
You know, Martha, I think the difference is going to be profound. The CDC is an absolutely critical piece of the protection for Americans from any public health threat. Now, with the director being removed, senior leadership leaving, I have great fears for what will happen to this country the next time we face a public health emergency, whether it's a massive earthquake, a new infectious agent, or unfortunately, the next pandemic.
And we've been talking about the COVID recommendations. What are the practical considerations? Now, how serious is it? I think people say it's not 2020, so do I really need to get the booster or the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, it isn't 2020, but you know, I'm a pediatrician. I practiced pediatrics for more than 30 years. And you know, we are still seeing 200 children each year die from COVID. And the vast majority of those children are unvaccinated. So my recommendation is that, you know, stop listening to the politicians, talk to your doctor about what's right for you. You know, there are individuals who are at greater risk, but there are also people who live with those who are at greater risk, live with elderly people, live with people with cancer. For those individuals, getting a COVID vaccine is really important. Unfortunately, with the recommendations coming out of the department, many people may have to pay for this out of pocket, and a lot of people can't afford to do that.